we're at. And we're back inside today. Obviously, you guys know that, so that has something to do with a couple guys. Yeah, I do. And I think I said yesterday, I think he'd have practiced both days had we been outside. He did a little bit. Even though we're inside, he did a little bit today. So, but I expect him to be full go tomorrow.
Are you expecting Walker and Smith to practice tomorrow?
I don't know. I kind of expected them both back today. So, you know, here we are to Friday. We'll see. You know, I thought maybe Antonio would practice a little bit today. I wasn't surprised that Walker did not practice today. So we'll see where we're at tomorrow.
Has DeMarcus been ruled out then?
Yeah. Yes, DeMarcus will be out.
Where does that stand? Are you hoping then for the next week?
Well, we had hoped that maybe at the end of this week he starts to do some field work and stuff. I don't know. It's a day at a time. So, you know, every morning I visit with Greek and we'll decide exactly where we're at. I know he's doing well. He's making progress. But, you know, we'll just go day to day with it.
With Antonio and Vance, are you worried about D-line depth?
Well, that's one good thing about that position is where we are deep. You know, Kilgo hasn't been playing. You know, you'd like to have both those guys, but I think Kilgo's was playing well for us early in the season. If he has to go, I think one of these guys could be there for us on game day. We'll have to wait and see, but, you know, just banging through right now. Some guys a little beat up and just trying to get to Sunday.
We've seen guys like Tony Romo, Ben Roethlisberger on the sideline when they've been hurt. Any plans for Manning to be
You know what? I haven't talked to Greek yet. I'll visit and I'll probably make a decision with him and DeMarcus here in the next day or so, you know, exactly how we're going to proceed with those two guys. We'll see.
No, with Manning on the sideline.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said I'm going to talk to Greek about he and DeMarcus as far as how we're going to proceed this weekend with those two guys. That's what you're asking, right? That's what I said. Well, I have to make a decision here in the next couple of days on what I'm going to do with him and DeMarcus. So, you're late, Mike.
Coach, with the addition of
I'm sorry, I missed
out. Pay the bill. Go ahead.
The addition of Vernon, you kind of have a broad spectrum from a blocking tight end to a really pass-catching tight end. How have they fit in this offense, and how can they really help Osweiler this week?
Well, I think our tight end position has been the most productive the last couple of weeks, you know, since Vernon got here. I mean, OD had a big game in Indianapolis, and last week they all caught some balls. So I think we're progressing the way we'd like to progress with that group of guys. You know, Richard's still here too. I mean, he's a guy that we like. So we went from hanging on to two to now we got four. So I just think we just keep going. But obviously he's been a nice addition to our team, and the more comfortable we get him with what we're doing, the more effective he should be.
What do you think of how Brock's handled himself, you know, his demeanor?
I think he's handled himself well. I mean, he's, you know, totally locked in on what he's doing. You know, all the reps come your way now and it's time to play. So I think he's had two good days, and his preparation's been good. His feedback to me has been really good. You know, he's a kid that he'll speak up. If he doesn't.
Did you see him in here by any chance, how he handled the us guys yesterday?
No, did he do a good job?
Yeah, I thought so.
G-Mac, what'd you think?
Super.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see it.
Okay. What did you guys like about Sam Brenner?
Kind of been looking for a guy that can snap and play guard too. You know, it's something we've been looking at. You know, I talked to you guys, I think I mentioned yesterday, Mike asked me a question about us being able to play with seven. We've been playing with eight for a long time. He's a guy that might eventually give us an opportunity to do that. You know, we'll see. I mean, it's his first day here. He was with the line coach that worked for me for many years, so I think we can make up some ground real quick from a verbiage standpoint. So good player, good find, and hopefully help us out.
Gary, as you're working with Brock, do you have to be cognizant of possibly at moments during this week you're giving him maybe a little too much or moving a little too quickly? Does that dialogue have to be pretty open between the two of you about
Well, I mean, we're going through just like we would with Peyton or anybody else, you know, as far as how we practice, how we prepare. I think feedback from players comes when they practice. So as a coach, that's where you need to be most receptive. You're watching something you're asking them to do and doesn't look good in practice, you know, and doesn't feel good with it. Well, then you get rid of it, you know. So I think more than anything, I've been able to watch him more this week. Obviously, a lot of reps as compared to a few. So that growth period working towards Sunday, you know, first time out between the two of us. But it should grow, you know, as we get going. So that's what I really try to pay attention to. Our fields are really, really wet, you know, so it was a recommendation of our field guys, so we're inside. Hopefully we'll be outside tomorrow.
What's the stand with the running backs coach. Is Ronnie the starter this week, or is it supposed to help him
come? Yeah, Ronnie will start. I mean, like I said, we'll keep going. Hopefully we get enough touches to, you know, give them an opportunity. The last 2 weeks have kind of been few and far between, so hopefully we can get back to getting them their touches.
To be clear, you wouldn't take Manning because of a medical decision? Like, they would tell you it's not good to stand on the sideline?
No, I mean, I've done this throughout my career. I mean, if I sit down with Greek, you know, we got two guys that obviously treatment is the most important thing for them. So, you know, I'll sit down with Greek and probably talk to the players, too, and we'll make a decision. You know, we may leave somebody behind with them, you know. But, you know, the most important thing for those two guys is – the medical attention that they can get, you know. So we'll see. We'll make a decision.
Would you feel like there's a football benefit if he did make the trip, that he could help?
Yeah, I mean, you obviously make the trip. You're involved with, what you know, all those type of things. But I think these are kind of a couple of special situations. You know, these guys have got plenty of reps under their belt. And so we'll sit down and talk about it and see what we think is best.
Shaq will start in place at the one.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
did you feel?
I thought he did good, you know, and Shane came in and did some good stuff. Llorente continues to grow a little bit. Kenny's getting involved. So, you know, DeMarcus, I think it's, what, 3 or 4 games he's missed now. So I think every time out, Shaq's becoming a better player.
Coach, a few more for the coach. Coach, how do you account on defense for how good Chicago is at getting the running backs involved? Langford's jumped in and really done well. How did Chicago make that happen?
Oh, you're asking about their offense? Oh, they're two good players, you know, two really good players. Adam does a great job. Those guys move around. They catch a ball out of the backfield a great deal. You know, they're both gifted in the pass game as well as the run game. Guess what I'm trying to say. So he just does a great job with them.
You talked a little about the running backs, but was that the – it had been kind of a rotation with CJ and mm-hmm. Ronnie. It was mostly Ronnie this last game. Is that because of the score, how the game kind of got, or?
I don't know. I mean, bottom line, there weren't many carries to go around. I know that. So, and I trust them both in protection, Mike. So, you know, probably going to be that way. You know, somebody's going to come out a little bit ahead of the other, but we'd like to play them both.
Okay. Thank you. All right.